Good evening. My name is Dave Dobbins. I live at 167 Gunstock Hill Road in Guilford, New Hampshire, 03249. Though we're not impacted directly by any of these proposed or alternate routes, I and many others in our area just simply think that this is a bad deal for the state of New Hampshire. And it's the wrong direction for the United States of America to go as we attempt or pursue, you know, our imperative to become energy independent for our national security and our national economy. You know, the good folks at the Northern Pass group have been using a tagline called a unique opportunity in time. And I'd like to go along with that here for a moment and say, you know, this is a unique opportunity in time for all of us. And there are some specific unique opportunities in time that I'd like to touch on. This is a time that the developers of this project could consider taking the investment that each will be making in the Northern Pass and put it into real renewable energy projects here in New Hampshire and throughout New England. I ask that the DOE study the impact that such an investment would provide in terms of true renewable production, real American jobs, and the resulting quality of life for all New England residents. This is also a time for the DOE to bring this process to an end. I ask the DOE to examine, this is a recent document, it's called the Request for Rehearing of the New Hampshire Public Utilities Commission, dated March 14th of 2011. I have a copy I'm submitting for the record. And in addition to issues over, boy, that paper shakes when it's held out. In addition to issues over the percentage of investment return and concerns over financial risk, the New Hampshire PUC notes the following. And this is a direct quote, and please pay attention to this. Quote, the NPT line project has not been identified by ISO New England, that's the operator of the regional grid we keep hearing about, as one required to meet a reliability need. No ISO New England stakeholder process has been conducted to date with respect to this project, either to assess potential impact on the regional grid or to identify specific reliability needs or specific congestion concerns. And the parties to the TSA, that's the transmission service agreement between Northern Pass and Hydro-Quebec, thanks, Dean, are not required to build the proposed new transmission capacity to meet their obligation to serve. I hope you got what that means. In addition to the fact that New Hampshire already exports excess electricity, this power is not needed in the New England grid for any reason. For that information alone, I ask that the DOE deny the presidential permit for this project and do so without expending any additional resources on it. Why should taxpayers fund a federal study of a voluntary project proposed by private for-profit corporations? But right now, I think we could make use of a real special opportunity in time. And that would be, if no one has asked them yet directly, I'm here on behalf of New Hampshire citizens to directly ask Public Service of New Hampshire and their parent and partner corporations to end this project right now and to take all the fear and uncertainty and tension off of the thousands of New Hampshire citizens that are bearing it as we await this impending doom. Thank you.